Getting ready for District Day. Got a couple of days. Once again, Bayer this site. Boy, coming off meets the SPVA, your Dundee County meet, the best in the Midwest. You've had great performances. You feel like you're at a good place right now with your boys right now, setting yourself up pretty well for Thursday, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Rich, we've got a lot of good marks. You know, we've got some places where we're a little dinged up with injuries and stuff, but you know, we're hoping that these few days of, you know, reduced workload and just kind of doing some fine tuning and getting our legs underneath us a little bit will help. Yeah, you know, it's been such an unpredictable. I don't know. Just talking to Coach Oxwell about it not too long ago. Like, I don't know that we've had a more you know, unpredictable spring as far as weather goes. When it comes to, we've moved, like, we had a meet canceled. We moved another couple meets to different days. You know, moved some up time wise. We have not avoided the wind. We haven't run a meet really that hasn't been in at least 20-mile-an-hour wind. So it's really, you know, you go into it to a thing like Thursday, you know, pretty confident, but you know, you watch the marks statewide and stuff, and you think, well, you know, you just have to sit there and trust your process a little bit, because you know, there's just a lot of question marks still, and I think the weather's had a ton to do with it.
Yeah, you just can't find a good day where the wind's not blowing. I mean, gosh, you know, it's been like that before, and who knows, district meet of Bayard, I'm sure, I think it's supposed to be nice, but I think the wind's supposed to be blowing up there as well, isn't it?
It's supposed to be, and, you know, I mean, just an example of, you know, of that, like Thomas Reeves, you know, I think one of the top, you know, one of the top level 100-meter guys in Class C, and you know, he started the year kind of in the, you know, near the top of those standings, and then the next thing you know, he's not even in the top 10, 12. But then when you look at some of the times, you know, some of the guys running 11 flat, and then you look further and click on their results. They ran 11 flat, but then their next fastest one was like a 12.2 or a 12.3. So you think, well, that happened in the wind. So you just don't know what to think about so many of these jumps and, you know, anything from the 200 down, and with your field events, it's just really hard to know. So yeah, so it's prep ourselves like we always do for Thursday and just go try to perform our best.
Relays look like they're in pretty good shape as well, all three of them.
Yeah, you know, our 4x8 has been a tough one. You know, we had three guys coming back from that team that got fourth last year, but, you know, Zach Herbert, one of our guys who's our anchor, you know, and a pretty good guy, he's a senior coming back, and he's had some knee problems. We just don't know where we're at week to week with Zach. And then we had another kid, Brian Reyes, who tore his ACL and right at the beginning of the season, and so, you know, he was the guy we thought was going to fill that other spot. So we've still been looking around. You know, we've seen some really good things from a couple of those guys coming back, Tristan Jablonski and Luis Coe. You know, we've got Haven Hawkswell, who's kind of killing it in everything that he's doing right now. We know he could give us a good leg, but we don't know exactly how we want to use him. And then just a few other kids that have been 200, 400 guys throughout their career who we've tried to transition. We've had some young kids that have run some good 800s, so there's that. But I think our 4x1 is really solid. You know, I think we know what we want to do with that. And then our 4x4, it's just options. We've got, you know, I've got more guys that have run under 54 seconds, and, you know, than I've ever had. So it's just trying to figure out which four exactly and what order we want to do it in.
Speaking of Haven, he and McGreer, the McGreer kid from Perkins, seems like they run at every meet, and that, I guess, makes you better when you have a guy like that facing him. I'm sure Mason would probably see the same thing. Haven's running well, so you get those two guys trying to cut their times each and every time they meet up.
Absolutely, you know, and Mason, he's the class of Class C right now, in my opinion. I mean, you know, he's proved it at the state meet. He's proved it at the state cross country. You know, he's but you know, the ability of Haven to be able to run with him and with Jarrett Miles from St. Pat's, you know, and now this Ham kid from St. Pat's, and has emerged Elijah Goodell, the freshman from Perkins County. So the SPVA has just had a ton of really good distance runners that have really made it competitive. And matter of fact, you know, there's four guys in the SPVA that have run under 10:12, I believe, right now. So in the 2 miles. So it's been great for Haven, and you know, he's continued to get better and better.
Mason Wallin, I know things were kind of tough. I heard that the DCS meet with all the wins and the vault, but you know darn well he's going to be everything's going to be ready to go for him on Thursday in the vault.
Yeah, well, we're you know, with Mason this year, what we talked about was 13 foot's the standard, you know, the qualifying standard. Let's just know that, you know, that that's just that, you know, that he has been coming in to me. It's a 13-foot. And this, as you said, there was a crosswind there at Dundee, and he wasn't getting much penetration into the pit. And we could have geared down to a different pole and probably gotten him there, but he and Coach Anderson just sort of made the decision, let's just give it three good attempts on this pole, and if it doesn't go well, it doesn't go well. And it just wasn't a day to hit things. And then, you know, Malachi Christensen, our junior, who he hit the qualifying standard at Best of the Midwest at 13-foot, 13-1, I think, and he has a little bit of a he got a little bit of an, he won the event, but had a little ankle injury there on his last attempt. So we're hoping that Malachi is okay, because, you know, really with Mason, and, you know, we think we have a guy that can certainly go repeat there if he has a good day, you know, Thursday and then in Omaha. And you know, we think Malachi is a guy that could go score some points in Omaha if things will break right. So, yeah, pole vault's a place where we certainly want to, you know, need to be at our best here over the next 2 weeks.
You think you should win this team title going away. I mean, but this Hershey's had some kids. Mitchell's got some kids. Morrill, some of those teams maybe don't see a lot. They've got some kids you got to look out for as well, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and you know, with Hershey, you know, Chase Moorhead is a guy right in the middle there, 200, 400 guy that has done a really good job. They've got a sprinter and that Brown kid. And like you said, Mitchell's got, I see their 4x1 has run some good times. And they're kind of right behind us in the 4x4, about 5 seconds back. So, you know, I would say Perkins County is probably the team that I would say looks to be the one that would be, you know, as far as competing for a team title, you know, would be the one that would stick out to me. You know, anytime you go to districts, you take nothing for granted. You've got to go prove it once again. And like I said, a lot of teams we've never seen all year, so we'll find out more when we get there.
And we haven't even mentioned Easton Freeze, and of course, that young man would love to go back, have a chance, good district performance, go back and have a chance to repeat what he did at state for another year.
I forgot about Easton. Yeah, no, he's been an anchor of our program here the last few years, and he's excited. You know, 300 hurdle time is, he set one early, and it's kind of held up all year. And you know, he's kind of put some more focus back on the 400. And you know, his high hurdle times, you know, he's come down to 14.27, you know, and set our meet, broke his own school record. He has to see Jackson Nicely every track meet, basically. That's another place where the SPVA is going to have four, maybe five kids standing there getting ready for the finals at Omaha. If everything breaks the way it should, if nobody has any bad luck, you know, we're going to have four, maybe, you know, maybe more SPVA kids lined up out of the eight in all of Class C. We did last year, we had four, and I could see it being four and even maybe five this year. So, you know, Easton's had great competition, but he's the guy that we can depend on, and we're going to get him ready to go. And he's got a big day at districts, because with the elimination of prelims in the 400 and the 300 hurdles at state, that means he's got to run great times to be in the fast heat. So, you know, there, last year he was able to just kind of, you know, and with that weather deal we had last year, it was so tough. But you know, we got to make sure that we're running in that fast heat when we get to Omaha. So he's got a day to put in.